Be impeccable with your word. It sounds very simple, but it is very, very powerful. Your word is the power that you have to create. Through the word you express your creative power. It is through the word that you manifest everything. What you dream, what you feel, and what you really are will all be manifested through the word. It is the power you have to express and communicate, to think, and thereby to create the events in your life. The word is the most powerful tool you have as a human. It is the tool of magic. Your word can create the most beautiful dream, or your word can destroy everything around you. Depending upon how it is used, the word can set you free, or it can enslave you even more than you know. All the magic you possess is based on your word. Your word is pure magic. The human mind is like a fertile ground where seeds are continually being planted. The seeds are opinions, ideas, and concepts. You plant a seed, a thought, and it grows. The word is like a seed. And the human mind is so fertile. Seeing the awesome power of the word, we must understand what power comes out of our mouths. One fear or doubt planted in our mind can create an endless drama of events. One word is like a spell, and humans use the word like black magicians, thoughtlessly putting spells on each other. Every human is a magician, and we can either put a spell on someone with our word, or we can release someone from a spell. We cast spells all the time with our opinions. During our domestication, our parents and siblings gave their opinions about us without even thinking. We believed these opinions, and we lived in fear over these opinions. Someone gives an opinion and says, "Look, this girl is ugly." The girl listens, believes she is ugly, and grows up with the idea that she is ugly. It doesn't matter how beautiful she is. As long as she has that agreement, she will believe that she is ugly. That is the spell that she is under. By hooking our attention, the word can enter our mind and change a whole belief for better or worse. You may believe you're stupid, and you may have believed this for as long as you can remember. Disagreement can be very tricky, causing you to do a lot of things just to ensure that you are stupid. Then one day, someone hooks your attention, and using the word, lets you know that you are not stupid. You believe what the person says and make a new agreement. As a result, you no longer feel or act stupid. A whole spell is broken just by the power of the word. Conversely, if you believe you are stupid and someone hooks your attention and says, "Yes, you are really the most stupid person I have ever met," the agreement will be reinforced and become even stronger. The M in impeccable means without. Impeccable means without sin. Religions talk about sin and sinners. But let's understand what it really means to sin. A sin is anything you do that goes against yourself. Everything you feel or believe or say that goes against yourself is a sin. You go against yourself when you judge or blame yourself for anything. Being without sin is exactly the opposite. Being impeccable is not going against yourself. When you are impeccable, you take responsibility for your actions, but you do not judge or blame yourself. The whole concept of sin changes from something moral or religious to something common sense. Sin begins with rejection of yourself. Self-rejection is the biggest sin that you commit. If I see you in the street and I call you stupid, it appears that I'm using the word against you. But really, I'm using my word against myself. Because you're going to hate me for this. And your hating me is not good for me. Therefore, if I get angry and with my word send all that emotional poison to you, I'm using the word against myself. If you make an agreement with yourself to be impeccable with your word, the truth will manifest through you and clean all the emotional poison that exists within you. The word is pure magic. The most powerful gift we have as humans, and we use it against ourselves. Misuse of the word is how we pull each other down and keep each other in a state of fear and doubt. Whenever we hear an opinion and believe it, we make an agreement, and it becomes part of our belief system. There's an old expression that says, misery likes company, and people who are suffering in hell don't want to be all alone. Using the analogy of the human mind as a computer, gossip can be compared to a computer virus. A computer virus is a piece of computer language written in the same language all the other codes are written in, but with a harmful intent. This code is inserted into the program of your computer when you least expect it. Imagine that every single time others gossip to you, they insert a computer virus into your mind, causing you to think a little less clearly every time. Then imagine that in an effort to clean up your own confusion and get some relief from the poison, you gossip and spread these viruses to someone else. When we see the world through a computer virus, it is easy to justify the cruelest behavior. What we don't see is that misuse of our word is putting us deeper into hell. We must begin to understand what the word is and what the word does. You begin to see all the changes that can happen in your life. First, in the way you deal with yourself, and later in the way you deal with other people. Especially those you love the most. Any emotional poison will eventually be cleaned from our mind and from our communication and our personal relationships. Impeccability of the word will also give you immunity from anyone putting a negative spell on you. When you are impeccable with your word, you feel good, you feel happy, and at peace. To be impeccable with your word is very powerful. Use the word in the correct way. Use the word to share your love, beginning with yourself. Impeccability of the word can lead you to personal freedom, to huge success and abundance. It can take away all fear and transform it into joy and love. You can transcend the dream of fear and live a different life. Be impeccable with your word.